Really good, thank you. Sean, how are you?
I'm fighting fit. Who's your guest today?
We'd catch up with Luke McKenzie because the Cobbity Equine team out there are just bombing at the moment, and there was no difference on Saturday night either across two states. As well, there was four winners for the team at Menangle and two then at Redcliffe as well. So I thought we'd grab Luke and, of course, get a little update as well on the stable star, Bling It On, and see how he is tracking towards the Inter-Dominion. So good morning to you, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Bree.
A big, big night there on Saturday evening. It would be nice if every night to the races was a bit like that.
Yeah, it's, we had a really good night. Got a really good, strong team at the moment. Yeah, a bunch of nice horses, and yeah, they're all doing their job.
We'll have a look through a few of them as well, but you had a good night in the bike also. There was a bit of sharing the load for from the training side of things, but in terms of when you were driving, you took out the first aboard Vettel for Dean Sinofskis, and it was a really, really impressive front-running effort as well. Put the riding on the wall the week before, but never really gave anything else a sight.
Yeah, he's run the week before. Was really good, and you know, I sort of thought if he got the front, he'd take some beating, and yeah, he ran up to his form and went really nice.
Race number two on the card, Admiral Bronski is a horse who has been racing really consistently as well, and probably from the draw, there was a few different scenarios to play out, but Leonard Kane was able to get him across the line, and that was probably a well-deserved win for him as well because he had been racing really, really well. So no doubt you were happy with that effort from him.
Yeah, he's run the week before. He come from last in that race when Harjeet went 53 for the 2300, and he got on super run third. And you know, he got a good run on Saturday night. Leonard drove him perfect. He just saved his sprint for that last sort of couple of hundred metres, and he went really good.
Leonard's obviously a very important part of the team these days, and no doubt you're really, really happy with the way he's driving. He's taken the step up, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's going good. He's a, you know, he's a natural lightweight, and he's got good hands, and the horses just, yeah, they run really good for him.
Race number three on the card, Underworked, made up for going down by the barest possible last week with an all-the-way victory over the mile. And I don't know about you, but this one seems like a little bit of a surprise package since he's joined the team. He was sort of going around in the claimers, and now since he's joined the team, he's really taken a big step up. Maybe a change of scenery has done him the world of good.
Yeah, he's just been a consistent horse for years. You know, just a lovely little horse. He deserves a win Saturday night. He's had a couple of close seconds, and he's going good. And, you know, the handicapping really does suit horses like this fella. Be able to just drop back a division and, you know, pick up a win. Obviously, he'll be up in grade a little bit now. But, you know, he gets his chance to keep earning.
And Better in Force is a relatively new mare to the stable, but she looks like she has above-average ability. Her first run at Menangle was super, and then she had to take on the, I guess, open old MO-style paces the week before. But her run there on Saturday night was really good, and she sat outside a quality mare in Cherry Stride and beat her on her merit.
Yeah, we really like this mare. She's, we think when the good mares races come around, she'll measure right up to them. The run the week before was outstanding. She got caught outside them going 150 and just dropping back to racing the mares on Saturday night, and you know, a couple of seconds slower in the runs, but she just went really good. And the last half was super. It's like she's done all the work in the last half. But yeah, we think she'll measure up to the better mares races when they come around.
Is that the plan? Does she stay here in New South Wales? She's a recent addition from New Zealand. Tony Peacock had her before he sent her up. Well, he brought her up originally, and he's still obviously in the ownership. So is the plan for her to stick around?
Yeah, she'll stay around Britain and just sort of aim her towards the, you know, the Robin Dundee and the lead-up races into the leadership mile.
And the final winner of the night was in the open, the Kevin Robinson free-for-all and Wrangler. This horse has, I think, continued. He's always been a really, really nice horse, but he's just really starting to step up now, and he's relishing just sitting off the back of the speed, and they went 49-9 on Saturday evening. So that just proves how good he's going. But Cash and Flow was super, and there was a trifecta for the stable with Little Rust. And so the team is, as you mentioned earlier on, the team is really firing, but it must bring you great pleasure to see having so many horses in the open class for a start, and then for them to be going so well also.
Yeah, look, they're all nice horses, and just who gets the luck in running can probably win it out of any of them. Like Little Rascal, smash the clock again on the weekend. He's flying. Wrangler won his MO, and then he's sort of got jumped straight into free fall, and it's probably taken him, you know, them couple extra runs to get used to that speed. And now he's had the few runs, he handles that level as well. Like, he went to Melton and went 53 for 2200 money. Like, he is a nice horse. And now he's sort of adapted to that race, and he should just be a nice, consistent free-for-all.
Definitely. Just the two runners in tomorrow, and they both come up in the last race at Menangle, Christmas Toy Boy and Rich Virgin. You've chosen to take the reins behind Christmas Toy Boy, who probably is having you rip your hair out a little bit, because he is another horse that has a lot of ability. He's only had the one start for the stable, and he did things wrong. So can you pinpoint what the problem is? Is it just that he doesn't have the best gait, or does he get scared, or what? Do you know what the issue is with Christmas Toy Boy?
Not really, Brett. I think I got asked him to leave the gate too quick the other day, and he just rushed it a little bit. So I might just try and balance him a bit more tomorrow and try and keep him balanced early, and just let him settle, and hopefully, you know, he runs a good race.
Have you taken the reins aboard him for the existence of a problem shot, or is he the better chance of the two?
Probably he's got the better draw. He probably looks a better chance on paper.
Alrighty, just the two runners tomorrow. Before I let you go, how is Bling It On after he's obviously returned home? He returned home pretty quickly after the Victoria Cup. I haven't spoken to you since, but you're probably still shaking your head at that performance that he managed to put together there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, it takes a little bit to soak in. I think that we're proud of him that he's come out and done that. You know, only second up from such a long break, and just handled it in his stride, and, you know, but he's a seasoned horse at that level, and he's done really well. We give him a couple of easy weeks in the water walker and just freshen him right up, and then he went to Menangle last Monday and had a hit out right-handed, just getting him ready for the Auckland go, and he had a really good run of quarter and 26 and felt really balanced. So he'll do that two more times before he goes over for the heats.
Yeah, all righty. Well, that's good to hear that he handles a right-handed way of going. Have you seen a spike in stallion bookings for him? Because, of course, he is a bit of a dual hand at the moment. He is still standing at stud. So have you seen an increase in numbers since that Victoria Cup performance?
Oh, a lot, Brett, yeah. I think, you know, a lot of people, they always respected him, but for him to have him come back and, you know, for everyone to see him again and sort of coming up with a race like that, it's definitely helped his bookings. He's had a lot of good support.
That's good to hear. When does he leave for Auckland?
It's Monday, the week of the heat. So the heats are on the 29th. I think he flies out on the 25th of November.
All righty. Well, we will wait and watch, and no doubt he's going to be a huge player, and good to hear that he handled the right-hand way of going at his first proper assignment, I guess you could say. We can't wait to see him over there. Well done on the work that the team is doing at the moment, Luke. I'm sure that you're very, very proud of everyone involved, and best of luck for the rest of the week.
Yep, thanks, Brett.
Luke McCarthy there on the pace this morning with another big weekend of winners, and no doubt there's plenty more to come as well, because the team is certainly firing. A few other bits and pieces of, I guess, more so racing results over the weekend. The feature at Melton on Saturday night was the 4 and 5 year old championships, and that was taken out by Ride High. So he was first up from a long break for Clayton Tonkin, and he was too good just from Hurricane Harley. Colt 31 was tardily away, galloped off the arm. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any change in his plans as he heads towards potentially the Inter-Dominion. And the Australian Drivers' Championships were on the weekend down in Hobart in Tasmania, and that was taken out by Gary Hall Jr. So he's the Australian driving champion for 2019. The New South Wales representatives were Kerri-Ann Morris and Todd McCarthy. I think it's fair to say they didn't have the best luck in terms of their drives, but Todd drove a winner and Kerri-Ann got very, very close to driving a heat winner as well. So that's on the pace for this Monday morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Of course, tomorrow is New Zealand Cup Day, and we're strongly represented in terms of our Uncle Sam going around in the Cup itself. And then we also have Tough Monarch in the trot race. And we'll try and touch base with Adam Hamilton tomorrow morning. He's across there, and hopefully he can bring us the latest news as well.
All right, good on you, Brittany. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Brittany Graham on the pace. It is 16 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.
Wide Line has a huge, stunning new showroom now open at Liverpool. That's where you'll find an impressive range of residential, designer, architectural and commercial windows and doors. Whether you're a home renovator, commercial builder, architect or designer, Wideline Custom manufactures and tailors to suit your needs. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, and open 6 days a week. Wideline also has showrooms at Rosebery, Central Coast, Newcastle and Port Macquarie. There's never been a better time to take a closer look.